Audio 5.9.
Hello everyone. This is College Radio Live. Today I've invited Norma, a graduate student working in the campus tutoring center, to join us. Norma, tell me, what do you do at the center?
Well, we usually help people out with their assignments, typically essays or research papers. We do editing, proofreading, and so on. But this year, we've started a series of workshops on giving presentations, and it's been a great hit.
Really? How come?
Oh, well, everybody needs to know how to prepare and deliver a good presentation. It's something students are expected to do in many of the classes here.
So tell us, what do you teach people in these workshops?
We mostly focus on teaching people practical things. We give them tips and ideas, then send them away and hope they use them in their presentations.
So, can you tell our listeners what it takes to prepare a presentation?
Sure. To start with, it's important to consider why you're giving the presentation. What's the purpose? What is expected of you? Who is your audience? Here at the college, it really depends on the course or the style of your professor. Then, you need to narrow down your topic and decide what to focus on. Once you've done that, you can start your research.
Oh, research? That sounds difficult. How do you approach that? There is so much information out there. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Oh, yeah. But remember, you have narrowed down your topic, so you know more or less what kind of information you need, and you can review the resources. I'm thinking mostly of the internet here. Also, think about the style you want for your presentation. Is it going to be a slideshow, a talk, a demonstration? And once you do that, you can pull your researched information together and give it some shape. I mean, think about how you would organize it or give it some structure. That structure is like the skeleton. It's going to support all the parts of the presentation, so it is really important to make it solid. That is, in short, how you come to creating your outline.
Norma, you have just made it sound so easy. So, let's say I have got my outline. I still don't know exactly what to say.
Right. That's the hard part. You need to develop the content of your presentation. So, you can do it in a few different ways. My preference is to write out everything I want to say. Some people even like to write the whole script with an introduction, sometimes anecdotes, questions to ask, all that stuff. Whatever works for you. Some people like to prepare speaking notes or cue cards.
What would someone write on their cue cards?
Oh, you could just copy the items from the outline and add supporting details. When I make cue cards, I usually add things I might forget, like numbers, names, whatever. And I number my cards. Once, I had all my cards in the right order, and then by accident, I dropped them, and that just threw me off completely. I couldn't put them back the way they'd been. It made me so nervous, I still remember it.
Okay, so let's say I have written it all out. Does that mean I am done?
Oh no, but pretty close to the end. You need to decide what kind of visuals to use, when to use them, how to describe them, and so on. You need to be selective and make sure you don't choose too many. You may also want to prepare PowerPoint slides if you haven't done the outline using this software.
What do you mean by creating the outline using PowerPoint?
Actually, PowerPoint is really easy to use and it covers all aspects of organizing a presentation, like making an outline, creating cue cards or notes, creating slides, charts, graphs, and handouts for the audience.
That's good to know. So, is this the end of my work?
No, wait. You need to review your presentation, read it over, edit it, and then practice, practice, practice.
Right. It's so obvious that I didn't even think of it.
This way, you can time yourself. See what you can skip or what you need to add. Work on your body language, voice, rate of speech. All these elements are as important as the content.
Norma, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us all this useful information.
You're welcome. I hope your listeners will use our services at the center.
Hope so too. Great having you. Bye.